Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, London? This your boy Lonely Tone. I be turned up in that bus. Choker, bend her ass over. Love it when I stroke her. Do it with no hands. She do it with no hands. Watch her bob and weave while she do it with no hands. She swallow it all on a hot summer day. Shout out to Freaky Friday.
I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up. Turned up in that pussy, I be turned up in that pussy, I be turned up in that pussy.
At the beginning, but it feel good when I'm in it. No man can resist it. Bad bitches, y'all winning. I'ma hit it like you stole some. Hit it like you owe some. Hit it like you tryna pay your rent. And you just asked me to hold some. You know I bet I want you. So wear that dress, I bought you. When I get them clothes off you, do it just like that, it taught you. Go real fast and slow it down. Face me, now turn around. Your turn, my turn. Get on top, then ride it out. You my freak, in the sheets, but still the lady when you in the streets. You the best when it comes to sex. Them other girls, they can't compete. I'ma turn up, you know I will. And I'm bumping that Johnny Gill. Two time for them bad bras who know how to throw it back for real.
I be turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. 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 I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy.
It's motherfucking Freaky Fridays. I am your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Crump, with my favorite bitch.
Of course, y'all got your girl, Miss Delicious Nicole, on the line. What it do, y'all? Happy Freaky Friday.
Happy Freaky Friday, bitch.
Man, what is up with this weather?
This weather is crazy.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, it's making me want to be freaky. I ain't even gonna lie to you. So, you know how we do it every day on Freaky Friday. We got to do, of course, a disclaimer before we get started. I mean, the show going. You know, we, of course, all talk about wrapping that thing up. So make sure, no matter what we talk about tonight, y'all make sure y'all wrap that thing up. Practice safe sex. No matter what you do, stay
sick. Definitely stay sick. Because we got to promote it. It's crazy. It's a fucking epidemic. So people got to get together. But tonight, we are back on alternative lifestyle. We did a good conversation on that last year.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I was crunk about that conversation. We left off with what, D? Of course, telling us about, you know what I'm saying, the lesbians. They now switching it up a little bit.
They are acting new to come join them.
Which is a little weird. And I ain't gonna lie. After that show, you know what I did? I did. I Googled that shit. I did go on Pornhub, and I did Google that shit. Lesbian sucking dick. They do have it out there.
Oh, wow.
They got studs out there sucking dick. It is on Pornhub. Shot Pornhub. Yep, I did. That shit was interesting to me because I'm thinking, like, okay, if it's a stud, studs don't like niggas. They don't like
niggas.
Right, because they like. So why all of a sudden you want to suck dick? You want to, you know, I don't get it. I'm confused. But, hey, I guess they ties of plastic. I would be, too, if I were them.
But
you keeping that shit real,
though.
Keep
it real on goddamn Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because that shit is real shit. That shit was brand new to all of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, we know we want a lot of people to call in, check in with us. 516-666-9201. Press the number one to hit us up, man. Definitely call in. Chime in. Let us know about y'all turns of lifestyles. Let us know what y'all got going on for Freaky Friday.
All right, y'all, while we waiting on, of course, getting this show started off, we're going to start this thing off right. Of course, we're going to go ahead and do that California remix. Let's go ahead and get that thing off. Y'all roll one up and just tune in. We'll be here for the next, of course, hour and 30 minutes.
Bankroll mom. Okay. Bankroll mom. Okay. You know, a lobby from California, love on the west side. Thank God for the weed women in the sunshine. Dumb high, I'm sunset. Blowing cushion from the one time you get a contact. Catch your ass at the red light. Wanna run at them sideways in a Hellcat. On some red flat, by the way, I never seen a better view, not in Malibu. Bunch of bad bitches naked in the swimming pool. Hit a wave, crash, playing spades in the living room. Crack, sound like a doggy style in the living room. Corrupt, got a nigga with a gas at. Like I never had shit. From bank kid to a Hollywood address. Same nigga though. 101, get your head kicked. Respect you more than a tad bit. Air hood, air set though. Front time for the red coat. LA to Bay to Sacramento. I decided to act in California.
About that. Where all the fly bitches ride Benzes and Beamers. They either want to be an actress or a singer. I'm at the strip club on Sunset throwing singles with this bad bitch from Compton on Lena. Breaking down backwoods, rolling gasoline up. Left the last factory pulled up in Inglewood. I fuck with some Crips and I fuck with some Bud. And I fuck with some S.A. My stash house in the valley. Welcome to my palace. Just went and killed two shows out in Dallas. Selling OG from L.A. and Craig from the Bay.
Another bitch in with 200 more. Welcome to California, stay to go.
Yeah. I've been a fucking man. Rolling up a fucking Zan. FG turn up. J-O-L-F-G, I've been a fucking man. Rolling off a fucking Zan. You niggas fake, I call you pretend. Light 'em up like a ceiling fan. I'm in the game, why y'all in the stands? Ballin' off the fucking gym. Slam dunk, now I think I'm down. FG getting money, why y'all pocket slim? Pushing weight, I ain't talking still. I swear, man, I love the appeal. I'm up next, call that major deal. Don't be in the field where it could get real. I smoke kush from California. You smoke that low grade, it ain't anyone. Maywood, it's where I'm from. Heard a voice the other day said you've been chosen, son. Now I'm back on some rap shit. Constantly pushing packs on some trap shit. I swear I love me a trap bitch. Cause most these niggas, man, they ain't shit. J-O-L-F-G, I've been a fucking man. Rolling off a fucking Zan. You niggas fake, I call you pretend. Light 'em up like a ceiling fan. I'm in the game, why y'all in the stands? Ballin' off the fucking gym. Slam dunk, now I think I'm down. FG getting money, why y'all pockets slim?
Turn the lights down low,
yeah.
I'ma take my time on you. We can get it in at midnight, midnight, midnight.
Yeah. Hey, baby girl, what you doing for the weekend? I was thinking maybe we could get a room, enjoy the view of the moonlight beaming over the seas, guaranteed to give your body what you need. We can even take a walk on the beach, relaxing your mind. Let me get the sand off your feet, dedicating my time to stimulating your mind. Let's get it rocking and popping into the rhythm of the beat. Yes. I'm feeling you, girl. If you really wanna get it, baby, all you gotta do is say the magic words, and I'm ready to serve you. But when you be the nigga giving your face in the place, never mind, I'm willing to taste. Amazing grace is your body coming out the lace. I'll give you something that you never forget. To be the woman I'm with, so let the tongue go pace to pace. That's right. Leave your body with the chill I like a bottle of bubbly on ice. Love the look you be giving up out your eyes. I can see you ready for my surprise. You can get it how you wanna get it, love. All we gotta do is take our time. So we can call it Nicki Minaj, and baby, you can have this moment for life about the midnight. Daddy to the bed, nothing but sexual healing. I'm giving, revealing my dose of the phoenix filler while I'm drilling and filling your tunnel of love as we become one between your legs. I be in it like a caveman, have your body screaming amen, amen. The wetter the better when I be giving pleasure, body shaking like a praise dance, praise dance. I got you leaking while you speaking the tongues, can't even breathe through your lungs. So baby girl, don't you tap out, I be the reason you be getting the love. I know you ready to come, final tap, blow your back out. Yes, jagged edge, say the best, baby, we can watch the sunrise. Guaranteed by the end of the night, you be the love of my life. Round two after midnight.
come. I know we've been waiting for a long time for this. But now that it's here, it's just me and you. I'ma handle my business. Do you right, baby?
Do you right?
That's right. So all I want you to do is sit back, relax, and enjoy this ride. By the end of the night, you will be my lover for life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Fucking me, you ask me how I want it, I say daddy, give it to me, D.
We got him watching, talking shit, like why the fuck he like that bitch?
I tell them hoes, stop talking shit, he ain't my man, get off his dick.
They hating our relationship, get cake, we straight, just friend for real.
I hold that nigga down, and my baby, he know who he
and
is.
And my nigga too, better know it ain't no limit to the things we do. Be kicking it so hard I pull away from you. I can't let my body tell my brain my heart for you. Holding up my guard from you. You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good. You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good.
We got a bond, can't nobody come between us. They try so hard to take my spot, keep trying, baby, we nuts.
He's just a friend, got benefits, my benefits get benefits. That's why we fit, cause what we got, another bitch can never get.
He get a chick, I fall back, cause like I said, he ain't my man.
But when I get a nigga, you can trust me, he gon' understand.
I love our little rendezvous, get high and fuck like lovers do.
He swimming in my business, soaking wet. Call it tsunami,
going down, down. Baby knows just how I like it.
Make him drown, drown.
In that tsunami, keep me coming. I'm a down bitch. Do what he doing round with.
Came up together, that's my little homie, and I love him.
You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good. You're not my little secret, but you're my little secret. We meet up on the weekend, I'm yours. Nobody knows our business, they only know we kick it. That's all they need to know, cause we good.
Radio. It is Freaky Friday. I'm your girl, Delicious Nicole.
And I'm your girl, Shay Shay, a.k.a. Miss B. Conk. It's motherfucking Freaky Friday.
Yes, it is, bitch. And it is definitely the type of weather to be freaky in. We are snowed in, supposedly. Icy. I don't know what the fuck we are in Atlanta, but whatever. Right, but if it gives us an excuse to lay up and chill, smoke, high, get high, watch movies, eat, hey, I'm all for it. So we talking about this alternative lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? So we got to turn up on this, man. I got to hit y'all with something, though. You know I'm always talking about being honest and keeping it real. So I'm going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm not to toot my horn, but I do. I get hit up a lot by a lot of different folks. But this shit blew me the other day. Okay, this happened about a week ago. I've been propositioned, basically, to be a girlfriend to a couple. Now, weren't we just talking about this kind of shit, you know, bringing in an extra person and all that kind of stuff? Why would you want to bring in an extra person into your relationship and let that person be the girlfriend to both sexes? It's crazy. It's crazy to me. Now, I'm not going to lie. I've turned up, and I can tell you something. I have a freaky lifestyle. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Best in the sheets. I don't talk about it out loud. There ain't nobody's really business, but for the most part, I don't think I could be in a relationship with a female, let alone a female and a male, and they're married, and I'm their girlfriend. I mean, they talking about taking me on trips, paying bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real deal.
How does it work, though?
How does it work is, literally, I would have to be their girlfriend. Like, literally, I would have to participate. And whatever. First, they was like, well, you know, we would like for our girlfriend to live with us. You know me, I ain't, what you mean, live with you? You know what I'm saying? You can't. Girl, and they went from there. Then they just started breaking down what they were looking for. And, oh, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, we'll take you here, we'll take you there. But people really, couples are really into that shit, though.
So, here's my thing. At what point, unless y'all just, like, out there like that, but at what point do you get in your relationship that now you have to have a girlfriend, like both of y'all, like
what is it that your spouse or your mate is missing that you got to add a girlfriend into the mix? Now, I can understand the sexual part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all turning up in the bedroom.
But y'all need a full
the whole full-blown girlfriend? Like, that's, I don't know. That's a little weird. That's a little weird to me. But, I mean, they proposition that shit. When I tell you, oh, my God. When I tell you, I mean, just talking about, like I said, trips and everything. But people do that. They out here. That alternative lifestyle is really, really,
and
really real.
Told you see everything.
Yeah.
Like, you see everything. There is no shame. I seen a dude the other day at the barber show. And when I seen the dude the other day, girl, everybody knew who he was. And he was just fully dressed, like, out full and dressed.
Oh, really?
It was like, he's like 7 years old. I was like, for real?
Oh, my. But that's that alternative lifestyle.
That's how he rocks.
Yeah.
But had a bad wife with him.
Really?
That's the catch, you should be saying.
But you know what? I've seen that, too, on Pornhub. Shout out to Pornhub. Motherfuckers, they will invite, not let their husband cross-dress wear drawers and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And still, and then wait a minute, I seen too, whatever, invite another nigga in. Let the nigga fuck their hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, man, it's like. So white folks, man, I'm telling you, and I'm half white, so I'm not being discriminatory at all, but god damn, only the white folks do that shit like that, for real. Real talk.
That shit is crazy to me. Like, yes. How do you do it? Like, how do you sit as a woman? Like, I could never, ever.
I don't know, man. I just know.
What makes that?
Exactly. I could take myself on my own trips. I could take myself out to eat. I could take care of myself. I don't need a man, a male or a female, and a female for that matter, to
right.
do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But hey, that's a whip that's going down. This is going. There are alternative lifestyles. Hell yeah.
So I make sure y'all call in 516-666-9201. Press the number one. We want to know about y'all's alternative lifestyles. And we're going to make this a little interesting. What y'all think the listener call should be? Should she be the girlfriend? Or should she not?
Bitch, you didn't make that a poll on freaking Friday, bitch.
That is a poll. We need to know. Hit us up on Twitter. We need to know what y'all think. Should she be their girlfriend?
Yay or nay?
Yay or nay.
Hashtag yay, hashtag nay. Make sure y'all add us. Y'all already know our Twitters, you know what I'm saying, Instagram, Facebook. In the meantime, of course, shout out to Yo Gotti, man. He has the perfect song right now that's going out to all the thirsty brothers and, of course, thirsty females that slide up in the DM. Shout out to Yo Gotti. Here is a DM.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It goes down
in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
Snapchat me that pussy, move. Or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Well, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body. Boom. I got celebs in the DM. Boom. They're breaking news if they see them.
Boom.
But nah, we don't do no talking. We see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I'm addicted to it, I know I am. And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it, you bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It goes down
in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
Snatch at me that pussy. Move.
Snatch at me that pussy if it's cool.
Snatch at me that pussy.
Snatch at me that pussy if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him.
I can do that. cat. Gucci with the little nigga mid mat. Bought around 40, then get back. A whole bunch of crack niggas flip that. Joe got a say, could you get that? Bitch, your whole week get flipped back. Big dog hang with the big cat. And right street nigga flow six that. Get your knocked off for some knickknack. Fuck nigga, yeah, where your bitch at? Six nigga knocked off, six that. Backhead nigga, where the bricks at? Red dog coming where the bricks at? Break down, down where the knicks at? Snoop dog smoking on the zizz at. 200 on a dad, nigga did that. 4-5 slow, where your wig at? Oink, oink, nigga, where the pigs at? Police that nigga speed peeling. Run it up till you get a big set. In your chick, where my dick at? Battle ground with beep and nick at? 44 coins, shake, click, man. Capital home boot and Bobo. We don't go to CB, we take no dough. 30D running from the Popo. In the bin with the 40 in the console. Round round thinking about Poncho. Break down, B, we got Honcho. Stirring up shit like gumbo. Knocking nigga ass out one blow. Blow a nigga ass out the front door. Kill a nigga ass, kill one more. I'm a real killer, what I got a front for? I put a nigga ass in the trunk though. Keep a nigga ass for a month though. I smoke a nigga ass like a blind though. My bitch Indian, no Tonto. Put Swamp Thing slow where your face at. You a dope dealer nigga where your case at. Say grace at. I'm a bad boy nigga with a mace hat.
With a couple. Ain't this about a bitch, man. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up on our Twitters, on our Instagram, on our Facebook. Let us know, of course. Should I or should I have not took the offer of being in a relationship with a couple? That definitely has money, bred it up. One is a doctor. I will say that. Yeah. But whatever. You know, it is what it is. Make sure you let us know. Of course, y'all already know the number. Definitely, I want to tell y'all, of course, I want to tell everybody about my homegirl on Music Mad. Was it Mad Music Monday?
Mad Music Monday.
Mad Music Monday, man, of course, same spot. Y'all already know my girl, Miss D. Cork, a.k.a. Shay Shay. She literally debuting all of the music, all of the indie artists. If you definitely want to get down with her and want to definitely get your music exposed to definitely people and your folks, people in different cities, different states. Definitely holler at my girl, Miss Shay Shay. You can submit your music to
Shay Shay. On that. DCE.
At gmail.com. Tell Shay Shay y'all to stay off over the fuck she on, man. This bitch is alternative lifestyle. For real, she can't even get her shit together tonight.
That's because I want to know how everybody feels. Should you get with the couple?
What do you think? What is your opinion?
All right, this is my opinion. Y'all should go on a trip, but now I can't be your full girlfriend, like, the whole time.
So you saying I should go on and do the trip?
Yeah.
But then that means I'm going to have to park, I'm going to have to do threesomes and shit. I don't want to do that.
Listen. That's not how you are. For real, the only reason why she wants you around, really, is because
she wanna fuck me.
She wanna fuck you and
she wanna
fuck me. Yeah. So they need you to be a good citizen.
Nigga, what is gonna do with you being a United States citizen?
Because with alternative lifestyles these days, this is like the lifestyle.
Man,
yeah.
This bitch
if you don't,
I'm gonna lose my citizenship or some shit. I mean,
the way the fucking world is going.
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling you, the way the world is going, you have to look at everything that's going on. Like I say, you got, you know what I'm saying? I respect all kids, all families, but man, you got like Will and Jada's son wearing dresses and shirts.
Man, that's I'm sorry, y'all, but that's the gayest shit ever.
You got thug rappers.
Man.
Like wearing the tightest skinny jeans of my life with a skirt over.
Yep.
So this world is like changing. Like if you ain't with the program, it's like bitch, you boring.
So you trying to say I'm boring, bitch, because I don't want to be in a relationship with a couple? Because
I'm boring too.
Oh, okay. I like boring.
Okay. With the alternative lifestyle, like I say, you have to think about feelings. There's always be feelings involved, but of course, yeah, they're saying now. The question is, too, did you pose? You saying now, y'all want a girlfriend? But what if some point? Then it changes.
Yeah.
Either she starts to have more feelings for the girl, for you, or either he starts having more feelings for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So now it causes a relationship strain on them. Now they want to break up. Who the hell do you choose to go with? Because you agree to be with both.
Well, both. That's what I'm saying. So how can you equally please both of them? Because one thing is for sure, the vibe I'm getting is that the female wants me, definitely. Like, it's just like a hunger thing. Of course, the man just, you know, he just excited. Men are always excited. I always want to fuck. But for the most part, she is just like, oh, yes, be my girlfriend. We can do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, Shay. I don't know. Just for a couple trips, though, boo? I don't know. I think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it. But we're going
to
definitely have our listeners. Because that's what I'm looking for.
You
want to
be normal? Because I used to say we was out of the normal. But with all the shit that's going on, bitch, we bored.
Well, then, I ain't gonna lie, then. I'm
with you on that shit, like, because then it's just, like, too much pictures. That's, where you gotta make two people happy, you gotta deal with two people goddamn still. So, you gotta make sure you accommodate them both. Like, how does that?
Spend time with both. You gotta spend time with the male, you gotta spend time with the female, and then you gotta make sure you try to spend time with them collectively, because that's what you thought that was. Was said, you know, yeah, I'm going to want to spend time with you, but then he'll probably want to spend time with you by himself. And then I'm just like, oh, my God, but where do these people come at being so bold coming at me at? Do I just exude sex? I mean, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Yeah, bitch,
you did. Shut your ass up. Man, with that being said, we're going to roll to a song for Shayla B. I'll be right there. Cuss her out. I don't even know where we're going to roll to. Shayla,
we can't help that. You delicious and cold, bitch.
Delicious Nicole, you right, man.
Hey.
Man.
That's how you fucking rock. Like, niggas and bitches really fuck with you.
They do, man. Shout out to all my folks that fuck with me, for real. For real, the long way. I appreciate y'all, for real. I am humbled by it. Trust me. I really, really am. That shit still blows my mind to this day. On that note, man, what the hell are we finna go through? Because Shayla gonna piss me off.
3 times in a row. TKK.
Tryna be real, baby, just to let you know.
Let you know.
You on the count, I ain't moved you to the flow. Had you going all night, baby, 3 times in a row. Hitting that back to back, 3 times in a row.
Hey.
3 times in a row, bro. 3 times in a row, bro. 3 times in a row. She got control of me.
Let go.
That pussy got a hold of me.
Woo.
Love me, baby. In a row,
y'all. Of course, your girl, Miss Delicious Nicole and Miss D-Crom. This is your girls, of course, on your Freaky Fucking Friday. And, of course, we're still trying to decide whether or not I should have took the couple on the proposition. As y'all know, we are still talking about alternative lifestyles. So if you want to answer and chime in, let me know. Should I have took the couple up on their proposition, which is to be their girlfriend? We're talking about alternative lifestyles, and Ms. D. Crunk said I should to go on these trips and things. So, of course, I'm like, no, I ain't with it. I ain't with it. No way, no how. Of course, I ain't with it. But people are really that bold to act. If they see something they want, they definitely going to go after. That's one thing I am learning, Ms. D. Crunk.
Yes, definitely. And then you know what gets me about it, too? Because now I've seen this myself, y'all. I could be with Delicious Nicole. And how the shit starts off, simple, like, I like your outfit. Where you eat it from? Then to get to the point to now, you like, yes, I want her to be the girlfriend.
Or she cute, but I want to be with her.
Like,
where did that even come from?
Where did that come from? Like, I mean, I'm with, no. I'm not with.
You're not with.
Hold on.
Yeah. Dang, that don't know.
I can say, I'm with, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you have a threesome or whatever.
No.
But the whole, now, we got to be in a whole relationship.
Yeah. They want relationship. Like I said, they want you to spend time with the male. They want you to spend time with the female. Separate now, and then collectively. Do trips, live with them, you know. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, live with them. Like, live with them. You live with me in my house and I pay your bills. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, but that's that alternative lifestyle bullshit.
Maybe no.
Maybe no, what, bitch? You think I would do that shit?
No, you know what I'm saying? Hell no. Nah.
Hey, you got me fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Because
all for a trip? Hell no. We ain't doing that. Not for no trip. It ain't even.
No, not just for a trip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I say, everybody's like, this is the lifestyle to live.
Yeah.
We, like I said.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
This lifestyle to live, get on board. But you got people out here doing everything. They don't care. They wildin'.
Yeah, they are wildin'.
They wildin'. That's why we always say, Tracy, stay sick, man.
Yeah, that's what that's
about. Stay sick is the key to everything. Because if you don't, you fuck.
Yeah, you are fucked.
Like,
I'm here with damn out here.
Literally, I see too much stuff on the TV, man. It's really our younger generation who really killing themselves. For real.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
To be honest with y'all on there, a lot of people, like, they killing themselves. They around here actually doing this shit, like, fucking people for trips, for real. I say that shit jokingly, you know what I'm saying, to my face.
But they are really out there doing this shit.
It's
right.
They're doing that shit to
yeah.
last like a motherfucker to make us, as, you know what I'm saying, a whole look bad.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us as a whole, you know what I'm saying, to each one, you know what I'm saying.
To each his own, of course, but still.
But I think you're getting greedy when you want a whole girlfriend. So what does she want a boyfriend?
You ain't gonna let her have no boyfriend.
Okay.
You know that. The male is not gonna let the girl have an extra
boyfriend.
No, no. They're not gonna do that. You know, that goes with the male pride. Right. And they're not gonna do that.
They go with the double standard.
Yeah. That's why I don't think the couples need to interact in that lifestyle at all, period. Just don't even do it. It ain't even worth it.
Definitely
not. It's not even worth it, man. But y'all make sure y'all let me know whether or not I should have put the proposition with the couple to go on these trips and everything else. You know, we are talking about these alternative lifestyles. I am captivated by this show that I've been watching on Showtime. It is about male gigolos, okay? We're talking about alternative lifestyles now. Male gigolos, literally, these are men who live their lives fucking women. And I'm talking about getting paid off. I mean, talking about getting paid. I ain't talking about fucking just, you know, just random women. These are women that are requesting these men. These are famous women. Yeah, and they famous women. They women that got bread. Man, let me tell you. And these men are getting paid six-figure salaries. Six-figure salaries. One night of sex could be just, $5,000. And, I mean, it's a group of them, and they are really living the damn thing. So, like I said, we're talking about these alternative lifestyles. So, people are really, really out here wilding the fuck out, man. But,
yeah.
like I said, hey, this is a new day and time, right, Ms. Decross?
Yeah,
new day
and time.
So
gotta be open. Everybody want to try something new. Be open. But sometimes, even too, with being open, man, do you ever really find what you want?
That's real talk, man.
Are you ever truly happy?
Are you ever truly, yeah.
Being open, because, you know, it's always told there's someone out there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you ever be happy when you stay open like that?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a good question. Because even when you do, if you are open, what if your mate, your partner's like, no, I don't know if I want to do that. Like, you come to me like, let's bring another female in. Or let's swap partners.
Right.
Then your mate like, hell no, I don't want to, bring a third. I don't want to swap partners. But then now you ask them, this is something that you want.
Right.
So my thing is, like you said, are you ever fulfilled? Are you ever happy? But, hey. I guess that's the trick of the trade.
We are down to our last
10 minutes of the show tonight, man. We are, of course, like we said, talking about our alternative lifestyles. I know next Friday we will be here, same time, 9:00. Of course, your girls, Miss D Crunk and Delicious Nicole. We will definitely have a new topic. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook to find out what our new topic will be for the night. Of course, submit all of your freaky, all our indie artists. Make sure you submit all of your Freaky Fridays or freaky songs, whether they're R&B or whether it's rap. Man, submit it to us. Definitely miss shayshay.dce@gmail.com. That email again is shayshay.dce@gmail.com. Make sure y'all submit the music. And we'll definitely get it played on Freaky Friday. Make sure it's freaky now. The freakier, the better. It's got to be freaky.
If it's not freaky,
we will not play it on Freaky Friday. There you go. And one more time.
If it is not freaky, strip club-ish, bedroom, R&B, that type of era for the Freaky Friday for turning up with the grown folks, it definitely will not be played until Mad Music Monday. You know, and please, you know, everyone, with Mad Music Monday, we all are here to support each other, so make sure we is always all love, no hate. We definitely don't want to do that, but we are going to give you the real and give you the truth, you know what I'm saying, about how everything is.
That's right. That's true. That's what's up, man. And definitely we appreciate everybody for sliding through and just, you know, listening to your girls, logging on with your girls every Friday. We weren't here last Friday, but, of course, you know, we are back. We're definitely back. We're going to be here next Friday, like you said, same time. Y'all make sure y'all call in
516-666-9201.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to roll on out, man. We're going to go ahead and throw to some music while we're down to our last couple of minutes, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next Friday for a Freaky
Friday.
We out this bitch. Be careful out there, y'all.
I know it's late, baby, I can't focus. just spoke to my landlady. Wondering if the same old understanding. I knew you got work pretty early. I'd be around by 3:30. Usually it's done by 1. So baby, when I wake you up, just let me ride.
Throw that ass in a circle, riding around like a merry-go-round. If you throw it back, I might hurt you. Who did
And we about to end this thing with Delicious Crunk Radio, Motherfucking Freaky Fridays. I'm your girl, Shay Shay, with my favorite bitch, Delicious Nicole. We definitely want to give a shout-out to everybody who tuned in on www.blogtalkradio.com/Delicious Crunk Radio. Also, thank you for calling and listening at 516-666-9201. Meet us here each and every Friday. We will definitely be in the building at 9 o'clock. Also, see me on Mondays at Mad Music Mondays at 9 o'clock also. Submit your music, shayshay@dce.com. So definitely, listen, call, let everybody know your shout-out.
Definitely want to give a shout-out, of course, to you, my people, DCE. Of course, DCE Entertainment always holding me down, and we will definitely see y'all next Friday.